The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Navigating Change Show, where we discuss ideas, solutions, and the future. Brought to you by Accelerate Associates, home of the Entrepreneurial Edge System, the only national program helping entrepreneurs take a systems approach to profitability. Here's your host, business expert, and best-selling author, Lisa Minini.
Welcome to the Navigating Change Radio Show, where we discuss ideas, solutions, and the future. I'm your host, Lisa Minini. I'm best-selling author and president of Accelerate Associates, the go-to resource for entrepreneurs and business owners. You can pick up your free ebook, Get More Clients Now, at accelerateassociates.com. That's E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com. And on the Navigating Change Show, we bring on best-selling authors, thought leaders, and experts who share their strategies for success. And, of course, today is no different. We have the wonderful, the beautiful, the handsome Daniel Gutierrez, who's an international business consultant, radio personality, renowned motivational speaker, and spiritual teacher, who has inspired people to make positive changes that lead to success. Leveraging his experience, his infectious humor, his deep belief that there is a greatness in each of us has helped transform individuals all over the world. Daniel is based in Los Angeles. He's been on the cover story in Latin Business Magazine and listed in its top 100 Hispanics, along with other extraordinary individuals, such as actor Edward James Olmos, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, I hope I pronounced that right, and CNN Soledad O'Brien. Daniel has also been on the cover story of Kuiper magazine and was featured in the documentary film Luminous Worldviews as one of 18 world-renowned thought leaders in the areas of transformation and leadership. Now, most recently, Daniel was featured on the cover of Color magazine, and his article was recognized, Daniel, for the first time as both a corporate and a spiritual leader. Daniel, welcome to the Navigating Change Show.
Wow, I need to hire you for that. I love that buildup. Like, wow. Thank you.
And well deserved, my friend. Well deserved. You know, Daniel, you've been through all kinds of change, and I so appreciate you being on the Navigating Change Show. And, you know, more recently, you took a break from it all. I mean, you've had these enormous this enormous career. You've made so many help so many people around the world with their own transformation, and you took a break from it all. Why did you do that?
I did, Lisa. I think it was one of those things where I finally said, maybe I should practice what I teach. You know, and it was it. I got to a point where it seemed like the world was getting small for me. The walls were getting closer and closer. And, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I went through a really ugly divorce. And that was one of the things that kind of set things in motion. I was also president of a very prestigious national organization in New York City called Primer. Mm-hmm. And so that was taking its toll on me at the same time. It seemed like I was constantly in New York, and it wasn't a bad thing. It was just I woke up one day and I said, life isn't fun anymore. Mm. And I really just need to take a break, and I need to figure out who and what I am, and really what do I want to do with my life. And so, yeah, I literally, Lisa, quit all my organizational affiliations. Mm-hmm. It was nothing on them. It was just, you know, and I disappeared. Literally got on my horse and just rode off into the sunset, you know. and it was, you know, the only place really that people probably saw me was on social media. But I didn't get out physically. I wasn't going to events. I wasn't doing speaking events. I wasn't showing up to conventions. It was really a good thing for me. I think it's good for us to take a break. Now, you know, not everyone can do that, I guess. I felt blessed because I really felt like I was in semi-retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd get up and I'd go, what am I going to do today? And as long as everything was, you know, the bills got paid and the dogs were walked, I was good. You know,
yeah.
There was nothing else to do. But,
right.
It was a – I didn't realize so much time has passed, to be honest with you. I didn't really know until I started to reengage that people said, I haven't heard from you in 4 years. I went, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to come back? What made
you know,
you
that, that's a good question. You know what brought me back is a good friend of mine, a CEO of an organization with over 100,000 people, a corporate organization, called me. And he said, Daniel, I need your help. And I said, no. I didn't even give him a chance to even say anything. I just said, no. And that had been kind of my MO for 4 years, you know. No. It just, before you could even ask, it was no. And so he says, no, wait a minute. Let me talk to you. I said, fine, go ahead. So he says, you know, we're having this huge convention in downtown Manhattan, and I really, really want you to be a keynote. I need your help. You know, you've been gone, and again, I hear you've been gone for over 4 years. No one has seen. I'm going, man, is everybody taking, you know, tally of my time? You know, you've been gone for so long, and, you know, people love you, and they'd really like to see you, and I need your help. There's going to be 1,500 executives and 40,000 online, and I know that you can take that stage and make it happen. And of course, I said, well, I'm glad you got it all out. The answer is still no.
Uh-huh.
And so he asked me, and the third time, I said, well, the universe is trying to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should pay attention. So I did the third time, and I said to him, I said, look, I happen to be in Peru taking people on a spiritual journey to Machu Picchu, and I would have to cut my trip short to come here. To come and do this for you. You realize that? And he says, yeah, I do, but I'm still asking you to do it. So I finally said, yes, Lisa. I said, yes, I'll do it. And, you know, it was the most amazing thing because, you know, the one caveat that I told him that had to be real about this opportunity was I said, all right, I'll do it for you under one condition. He said, what? I said, that you let me speak my truth. I don't want to talk about corporate. I don't want to talk about business. I don't want to talk about diversity. And he's like, what the heck do you want to talk about? Isn't that what we're all about? And I said, I want to talk about self-leadership. I want to talk about love. I want to talk about compassion. And I thought I was going to hear, the dial tone. And he took a deep breath and he says, you know what, Daniel? I know you'll do a good job. You go for it.
Wow.
I said, wow, okay. So now imagine that I'm summiting Machu Picchu, the top of Machu Picchu, with my 15-year-old son, which was one of the best days of my life to have him up there and to summit the Machu Picchu with him. And then 48 hours later, so, I'm in a suit in downtown Manhattan delivering a message to a group of 1,500 executives. And, you know, I was about to get on stage, and I remember looking at Charlie and saying, you know what, I just want you to know something. He says, what? I said, I have no attachment to whether they like me or not. I'm just going to go out there and do my thing, and I promise you I'll be entertaining, and I promise you we'll have fun, but I'm just going to be me for once, not anybody else. And do you know that event, I guess, rekindled my career in the corporate world, and also, you know, I had already been doing the spiritual thing, but I talked about that. I talked about millennials and what we need today in order to sustain ourselves as human beings. I said, it doesn't matter to me whether you're spiritual or not. If you're human, then this message is for you. And we don't escape our humanity. Mm-hmm. We don't escape this human experience, and we have to be connected to that in our daily jobs. And so at the end of the speech, by the way, I had them meditating, and I had them all kinds of stuff that I thought for sure they were going to throw me out. And, you know, at the end of the event, Lisa, I had two television interviews, and from that day, I ended up working with Mercedes-Benz, and I worked with Wall Street, teaching them meditation, teaching them mindfulness, teaching them connectivity and spirituality, which is something I never in my wildest dreams thought was going to happen. And that's kind of what brought me back, and I decided, well, maybe I should start calling organizations that I was in contact with and tell them that I'm ready to play again. So now, mind you, this has only been a year,
mm-hmm.
right? Last August
right.
is when all this happened.
Right.
So it's been a whirlwind ever since, and a lot has happened since that day.
Wow. Well, and it sounds like you really discovered your authenticness,
yes,
and put it all out there and say, take me as I am. What did you learn from taking your break?
I think I learned that it's funny because during that time, I turned 50. I'm 53 now, but I was 50 during that time, a year before. And I really got deeply that life can't be all about work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe this happens with age, Lisa. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for me, it was like I was into the highlight of Manhattan and this, you know, the fast here, the fast there, the black cars, the fancy restaurants, you know, and the fancy clothes, almost defining who I was without even knowing who I was. You know, and when I stopped, I got a chance to say, can you be alone with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Can you be alone with yourself? Can you be still? Can you be mindful and find your way back to wherever it is that you need to be? And so two things that I found out about myself. One is that I can do that, and that there's so much peace and tranquility when everything is not about what's on the outside, but what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I learned was I had built such a powerful network of goodwill that people were gladly taking me back as I am, as you said, as I am. They didn't want anything from me except to be me. And they were happy with that because I had led in so many different capacities around the country and around the world that they were going, well, we didn't like you because of what you had or your status. We liked you because you were you.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that I understood that before I took that break.
Wow. Wow. And yet we all saw it. We all loved you then, and we love you now.
No, thank you. Yeah, I guess it was just the way the lenses I had on, right?
Right.
That you'll love me if I look good, you know, present well, blah, 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 all the things that we say. But people love you anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, well, you know, you've got a great sense of humor. And it's who you were being, and you just discovered that being, the internal being that you already were. So that's really cool. You know, Daniel, we have to take a quick break, but after the break, I want to talk about something that you've said about having faith in the middle. So, but we do have to take a quick break, so you're listening to the Navigating Change Show. I'm your host, Lisa Minini, with my very special guest, Daniel Gutierrez, and we will be right back after this message.
Are you a small business owner who tries to implement all of your ideas but simply does not have enough resources to do it all as quickly as you want it? Well, to be among the 10% of profitable small business owners, you must systematize your business. Discover how by picking up your free copy of Get More Clients Now, 3 steps to more clients, more money, and a business you love at accelerateassociates.com. That's accelerateassociates.com. See you there.
Welcome back to the Navigating Change Show. I'm your host, Lisa Minini, with my very special guest, Daniel Gutierrez, and he is an international business consultant, radio personality, renowned motivational speaker, and spiritual teacher who has inspired people to make positive changes that lead to their success all over the globe. Daniel, before the break, we were talking about your break that you took and what you discovered in your life. You often have talked about having faith in the middle. What do you mean by that?
Wow. I'm glad you brought that up because it's something that I'm finding more and more people are needing. And I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Dallas, and we were talking, and he mentioned this faith in the middle thing, and I so resonated with it that I've been just kind of – it's been my mantra, right? Have faith in the middle. And that is that, you know, we grow up – I'll give you an example of my life. I mean, I don't ever believe that anyone ever told me where the stop button was. It was just go. And if I failed, it was okay. And I would just get up and go again. I was like the Ever Ready Bunny. You just couldn't get rid of me. I want to do it again. I'm going to go at it. I'm not going to get beat up. And so we have faith. I had faith. And I know that as I get older and I get into my 80s and 90s, should I be able to live that long, that I'll have faith in the Creator because I'm getting really close to meeting him, you know. So but the powerful space in the middle is the hardest space to have faith. And that's what I call faith in the middle, because it's like you get in your 50s, or I'm in my 50s, I have all this experience and all this wisdom, and instead of it empowering me, it's working against me. And it's working against me because all of a sudden I'm realizing, do I have it in me to fail again? Do I have it in me? Can I recover again? And that's what I call faith in the middle. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to use that experience. You got to use that wisdom, you know. And I know that today, you know, I'm embarking on building a spiritual center in the Andes at 9,000 feet, you know. And there's a part of me that's going, yo, Hoss, you ain't no puppy here. You know, you're no puppy. You know, what are you doing? Are you crazy? You know, and every time I hear that, I say to myself, you got to have faith in the middle. You got to have faith. You got to use that wisdom. You got to use that experience. Well, yeah, so you're 53, and if it doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. You just get up and you do it again. You know, and maybe I have a few more fall downs and getting back up again. But, you know, I was saying the other day that what's scarier to me is not trying at all.
Mm.
What's scarier to me is waking up wishing I wish I had done that. I have never lived my life with regret. I have never lived. I look at my life through the ups and downs, the good and bad, and I said in an interview not too long ago that the one thing I don't have is regrets. I take everything that I've been through. I take everything that's been great and good and bad, and it's okay. And I have made peace with life, and I make peace with death, and I am who I am in this moment, and I accept that. And all of a sudden, there's this idea of building a spiritual center. All of a sudden, I'm reneging on it. I'm like, well, hey, maybe not. Maybe I'm a little nervous about this. But nervous is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not acting is another.
Yeah.
And so, Lisa, I'm just stepping forward and having faith in the middle and saying, you know what? I got to have the same blind faith that I had when I was in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. You know, and I'm sure the same kind of blind faith that I'll have, you know, later in life. Today,
yeah,
when I have the ability to think through things mindfully, is when I should be stepping up and taking the risk.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned the spiritual center in Peru that you're building. How, like, you know, that's, how did you come about with that? And, you know, was this divine intervention? What happened here? How did that all come about?
I fell off Machu Picchu and hit my head on a rock. No, you know what, Lisa? I've never told this story, but I had a dream, a thought, an idea at the age of 13. And the idea and the thought that I had when I was 13 years old was that, wouldn't it be great to have a space where people could be loved? Wouldn't it be a space where people could be themselves and find the connection of self-love, self-appreciation? Now, this is 13. Now, by the age of 17, and now I understand why things happened the way they did. By the age of 17, I was a licensed Baptist minister. I was speaking in churches of 300 and 2,000. I was on radio. I was going on trips down to Mexico and helping villages. And so, you know, at a young age, I got that there was something much bigger than me. And, of course, life happened, and I ended up, you know, moving away from that faith. But it always kind of was there. It was never
mm-hmm. –
it was just there. And every once in a while when I was in the Himalayas with the monks, I'd think, gosh, wouldn't it be great to have a spiritual center? And then last year again, I mean, a lot happened last year. It's almost like I woke up from a Sleeping Beauty, got kissed or something. I woke up.
Well, you did. You had this, you know, you had this huge following and thriving career. And then you're like, you know, I'm going to take a break from it all. Disappeared for, what did you say, 4 years?
Walked away from it. Walked away from it.
Now, people are going to ask you, what'd you do in those 4 years, Daniel?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I didn't do anything. I was doing my trips to Peru. I was going to I say nothing, but I was doing something. I was studying with the monks in the Himalayas in Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really going inward.
Yeah.
Who am I? What am I about? What is my legacy? Mm-hmm. What am I going to be known for? And that was kind of, you know, one day last year I put out a video. I was on Machu Picchu and I said, okay, I'm going to build a spiritual center in Peru. It just came out of my mouth, and I was like, who did that? Who did that? You know? Wow. And it came out, and it's a little over a year. This is all happening. I'm coming back. I'm doing corporate. You know, I'm getting back in the speaking world. I'm connecting to these great organizations I used to belong to, and things are moving. And all of a sudden, like I had nothing to do, there's like, why don't you build a spiritual center? With what? My pennies?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to do this? Where's the land going to be at? And mm-hmm. all of it has shown up. The money is a different story. We're doing a crowdfunding campaign, and we're going to – I know that we'll raise the money to build this center. I found the property. Listen to this. So there's this nurse that I use in Cusco for my clients, and they get sick and stuff. And so this lady had a copy of the magazine you talked about, Color Magazine, where they talked about me being a spiritual teacher and a corporate guy at the same time. And she had the magazine because I gave it to her. She was so excited. She showed it to the mayor of a small town in northern Cusco. And anyways, long story short, they had said, why don't you come here to build your center? I said, 2 hours north? That's not even in the valley. No. Here I go again. No. And so anyway, the third time around, they asked me again. So I finally went out there and I looked at the land. It was amazing. Mm. So I acquired 10,000 square meters of that land that has absolutely been untouched for over 150 years.
Wow.
And it's beautiful. So we're moving forward. And you know what? It's not up to me to decide how. I have the vision and I have the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me today, so how do you know it's going to get done? I said, because I'm already on the porch looking back going, wow, what a ride.
Yeah. Wow. I get that. Totally get that. Yeah. Yeah, when I launched my first book, Me, Myself, and Why, I thought, how am I going to do this? I heard about becoming a best-selling author. This was years ago, right? Years ago before they have all, you know, all the different technology and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to do it. And it showed up. And people showed up.
They do.
And the right people showed up. So I totally get that.
I believe that, and I know you did too, you know, that you wrote the book and you did your part, right? And that's,
this is
the whole thing about faith in the middle. When we're supposed to have the most knowledge and wisdom to have the ability to calm down and trust, it seems like we tend to be more scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that to some degree. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, I built all, but you know what, at the end of the day, let me say this. If I lost every material thing I had, it wouldn't be that bad.
Mm.
It's just material stuff. If I didn't have my big 65-inch TV to watch football, oh, well, I'm sure I could watch it on my phone. You know, you know, but these are the things that we get all caught up on. And then I go to these places like, you know, Umanpata in Molepata where I'm building, and they have dirt floors.
Mm.
And they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good, and they don't have 65-inch TVs. This is what I've been learning. It's like, I don't need all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just got to trust, and you did, and I do. And as a matter of fact, someone asked me yesterday, so, Daniel, you're looking to raise $175,000. I see you raising $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rest of the dream? I said, oh, that's the first time I've been asked that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there is a rest of the dream. And they said, what is it? I said, I have the same vision for Nepal in the Himalayas because it's the same environment, the third world country, and it's beautiful, and it can help the people that are around it, just like this center will help the people in the villages around it, you know, by bringing people that can support them and help them and catch, you know, whatever it is that they need help in. There's a lot of time I feel like we don't need to help them with anything. We need to slow down.
Right. Oh, how? And where can Daniel? Where can people get more information about this and about your business?
Well, they should go to my website, danielgutierrez.com, and that's danielgutierrez.com. I'm going to be looking for a lot of support for the center, and it's going to be there. They can go there, and they'll see it. The name of the center, by the way, I have the name, and I already have the logo done. It's so amazing. And it's called Ricari. It's called Ricari. And Ricari is Quechua for awaken, or awakening, to despertar, to wake up. And I'm excited about having this center in the middle of nowhere that will allow people to find some peace and tranquility in their lives, even if it's just for a week.
What is your time frame for this? When are you going to do your Kickstarter campaign?
I start the crowdfunding on October 1st. So, and it will go, I think it's 60 days. So I have a vision that we're going to get it all done in 10 days, but let's see what happens.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah. Daniel, just a nugget of advice. You've been through a lot. You've had this amazing career. You walked away from it for some time. Now you're coming back to it. In 12 short months, you've been able to rebuild it. Just an amazing story you have. What advice do you have for people that may be going through, maybe in the middle of their change? What advice do you have?
You know, don't be afraid to take a step back. If you wake up, and I have to believe where the numbers, I think you know this, Lisa, that the numbers for people that are stressed out and disgruntled at work is 80%.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
horrible.
It is.
It's horrible. And, you know, and I do realize, folks, there's some people that have, you know, JOBs and they have to go and they have to work. Take a step back. Be okay with taking a step. We're the only, if we talk about the U.S. is the only country in the free world that doesn't take their vacations.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take our vacations. They go to waste, you know, and I think we need them. That's why they're there. And I know we're not encouraged to do so. We are with one eye open, one eye closed, you know, but, you know, it's okay to take a step back. I don't know that I realized I was going to take 4 years. But
yeah.
But that's what I needed. You know, it was supposed to be like just a little break, and it ended up being 4 years. And it's okay because today I'm strong. I'm okay. I'm able to take whatever comes my way. Even if it's just a day,
mm-hmm.
be alone. Take a walk. Enjoy life. Be mindful. See how beautiful life is, even in the midst of the storm. Have faith. No matter where you are in the middle, you can be in your 20s. You know, in your 20s, it's even more nightmarish. Trust me, you know. But, you know, have faith that it will work out. It will work out. It's worked out for me many, many times. And, you know, a lot of people told me, Lisa, I was a nut. You know, they told me that doing what I did was the kiss of death.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was. I think that it's going to take me some time to get running as fast as I was, but it's not really running because I'm doing what I love. I'm not having to go to corporate and speak about diversity, which, by the way, I did like, but it just wasn't my cup of tea. I get to speak about mindfulness and connectivity and how we can be better people. So thank you so much for asking me that and having me on your show.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, Daniel. Thank you so much. And, again, Daniel's website is Daniel Gutierrez. It's D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel Gutierrez, GUTIERREZ.com. And, Daniel, thank you so much for sharing wisdom with us. And thank you for listening to the Navigating Change Show. I'm your host, Lisa Minnini. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Navigating Change Show. For valuable entrepreneur resources, sign up for our Accelerator Easy at accelerateassociates.com. That's EXCELLERATE associates.com. Bye now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.